This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, blah, blah, blah. I say it all the time. There is nothing new. It's not like I'm saying something I haven't said before. Right? Because if you engage, you'll change things. If you engage with knowledge, you really change things. But if you engage, you'll change things. Right? I mean, seriously. When you know what's going on, and you know how to fight it, and you know how to push it back, you can and will make a difference. But I keep telling you, don't give up, keep fighting. They don't expect you to. They think that they're going to, you know, embarrass you into quitting, calling you a racist, call out your advertisers. You don't realize it now. Well, they don't care anyway. But nowadays, most of what we do, again, go after my advertisers. They're mostly here because they believe in what we're speaking. They believe in what we're doing. They believe in what we're, you know, what we're telling people. And they know it needs to get out. And we will support our own. You do. Why don't we? Right? I don't know if you guys caught this earlier, but a male student in Massachusetts who identified as transgender, he injured multiple girls during a basketball game. It was like full frontal football. The girls team from the Collegiate Charter School of Lowell ended up forfeiting the game against Kipp Academy. Reason being, the biological male injured three female students. Now, this is unheard of. This doesn't happen in games. But yet, they keep trying to tell you there's no difference between male and female, that they don't have any kind of upper hand or anything else. It's a line, a bowl, and you know it. And they know it, too. The coach had to finally say, okay, that's it. Too many of my girls have already been hurt. The bench is already depleted going into the game with the 12-player roster having four players unable to play. When the coach saw the three more girls go down in the first half, leaving him with five players, he made the call to end the game. Think about that. Think about how bad those girls feel. This is something they've been doing all their lives working at because they want to be the best of the best. They need, you know, some of them need these sports for scholarships. It's wrong. It's just wrong. Once a third was injured, the remaining five expressed concern to him about continuing to play. The players feel getting injured and not being able to compete in the playoffs. Now, despite pulling the plug earlier, the school said it values inclusivity and safety for all students. Well, that's just ridiculous. Yeah, inclusivity. That's why we have boys and girls leagues. Okay? That simple. You know, you really want to do this? I don't know. Have a mixed league. Have a non-boys and girls league. Have a, you know, cis-gen binder fluid or whatever. We take the standard step by the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association and our board of trustees seriously to strive to uphold them on and off the court. I wonder if it was one of their daughters that got slammed and hurt. The board of trustees, that is. Right? I wonder how they would feel about it. I wonder what they would do. I wonder what they would be thinking. Riley Gaines couldn't wait to speak up. She posted a video of the game on Twitter or X. She wrote, "A man hitting a woman used to be called domestic abuse. Now it's called brave." She's right. None of this, you see how this all melts together as insanity. I mean, for decades, I heard that guys couldn't do certain things with women because of their upper body strength. Women have greater lower body strength. There were certain things they couldn't compete in. You've heard, Serena and others say that, you know, when it comes to tennis, a man will just decimate a woman because of the upper body strength. Hello. But they don't want to say that, because if they say that, then they have to say they've been wrong. Right? According to reports, the male student is over 6 feet tall and has facial hair. You know, like other things we've seen over in the last decade. I'll only go that far back, but in the last decade. I mean, we're going to find out how much of this stuff was bunk. Some of us already know. But how much of this stuff was bunk? Right? How much of it we were sold a bill of goods, and they knew they were selling us a bill of goods. That's the funny thing about it. They know it. Look at what's happened at the CDC. Look at what happened with the shots. Look at what's happened with what we said would happen with masking. I mean, look at the uneducated types like myself, as they will tell you. How come we knew the problems and the issues we were going to have, and they didn't, the educated ones? They're so educated, they can't be wrong. They're so educated, they listen to other overly educated people. They think they got it all together. They don't. You know, some of you know I'm a pilot. I got my pilot's license, helicopter pilot. And I always said the same thing. The most dangerous guys in the air are the ones that can't be taught anything. The most dangerous guys in the air are the ones that think they know everything about every situation in every way. And you can't tell them anything. That's dangerous. Big time dangerous. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Okay. Yes, you know how much I like to fight. That's fighting music. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, I was saying it earlier, and I love horns, too. I don't know what to tell you. I love brass. I was saying it to you earlier, which is you bring on the experts, right? There's no such thing as a Facebook expert, but you bring on the experts. And that way, then, when you're out fighting, when you're out pushing back, when you're out talking to the people, you've got real information to put out there. You have real information to say to them. You know? That's why I bring on people like Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I always appreciate his time with me. And Brad Yeah, you're out having too much fun, man. You're my jet setter guest. I never know where you are.
Yeah, it is interesting. I've done some calls, some interviews with you, and some very awkward, interesting places.
Wait, you're not saying anyway, I'm awkward and interesting. You're saying you've been in.
No, what I mean is just places that just are, you know, whatever. You know, I just.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, nothing controversial.
There you go. All right. So I've been dying to ask you since last week. Arthur, what is it, Engoron, the judge who ordered Trump to pay $350 million. And now Trump is going to put up a bond. I mean, Letitia, whatever her name was, she was chomping at the bit to start, you know, grabbing his properties. First of all, Is $350+ million? Come on, he's got to be able to fight this. He's got to be able to push back on this. There has been no damage done to anybody. How in God's creation is this going to stand?
Yeah, this is the first time in New York history where they brought action against someone for making misrepresentations to get a loan when there has been no damages, no one harmed. And in fact, the lenders that he worked with testified in favor of him. So this is a witch hunt in the classic way. It's totally unjustifiable. And we all know the reason and the only reason they're making this historic exception is to find just one pretext to go after a certain individual named Donald Trump. If these same facts were presented for anyone else at any time, they would have laughed at it, said, what? There's no harm. There's no one complaining. The banks aren't complaining. No one's complaining. There's no, you know, actual defrauding in any monetary fiscal way. They would just laugh at it, and it wouldn't even, you know, pass muster. But because it's a way to get after Donald Trump, that is the reason they're doing it, and that is what makes this so diabolical and such a complete violation of the principles of equal treatment and blind justice.
Well, you know, I find the interesting thing about this, too, is it's going to have bigger ramifications. You have people that were developers in New York. I'm going to do a couple of stories in the third hour about some of these developers who said, that's it, they're done. They were looking in New York, not going to do it, because if this is the kind of things they're going to be able to do legally, then why would they be bothered? Why come in? Why be bothered with this kind of aggravation? And it's true. If you don't know what you're up against, if you don't look at, he's got the money to put the bond up, you know, for the properties and continue on for a while, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does. People need to understand that this sends a very long-term negative message specifically for New York. Because what it says is, if you do business in New York, you may be singled out, treacherously attacked, for no reason, but because your politics doesn't agree with the leftists who are in power. And it's the same reason why third world countries, the World Health Organization or World Bank Organization, did a study on why some countries are poor and some are rich. The two factors they determined, one is the people in the rich countries had a higher moral standard. Number two is those countries that the prospered had blind justice, equal treatment. People and investors could count on the law. They do not have that in New York. New York has said that loud and clear with how they treated Donald Trump, and anyone else could be next.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. And again, you've always told me before you take on cases, before certain things, and we've talked about issues going on here in California, and you always say, I need to have somebody who's been damaged by this. I need to have somebody who's got an actual loss or something to them that I can take in front of a judge. Otherwise, I can't go anywhere with it. And the more I look at this case, nobody got harmed in this case. Not a person.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And that this has never happened in New York history regarding this cause of action that was brought against him, this alleged criminal action that was brought against him. So it's shameful. It's disgraceful from the top down in New York, especially the DA's office. And I'd like to think that the New Yorkers would be fed up enough with this kind of corruption to boot these people out.
My eternal optimist friend.
Well, I'm really not an optimist. I don't think they're going to do it because when they don't do it, it's then indicative of the people and the character of those in New York.
Yep.
But we'll have to see. I'm waiting till the election day, waiting for the ballot boxes to be open. But if they don't repudiate and boot these corrupt people out of office, then they themselves have implicated themselves along with this terrible, hideous corruption.
Okay, let's move on to now the attorney for that woman who claims that he raped her or sexually assaulted her at the department store. They're going to sue him again, okay? Because over the weekend in a speech he said, I don't even know this woman. Who is she, right? So they're saying because he's already been found guilty, he can't say that anymore. So all those prisoners in every prison across the country who've been convicted of a crime, who keep saying, I didn't do it, should be brought up on charges again, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a classic violation of the First Amendment Free Speech Clause. And that's one of the reasons we have the Free Speech Clause. It's so that individuals, when they're attacked by, government or whatever, have the freedom to say, this is wrong. This was an injustice. This is tyranny. Our founding fathers fought to be able to say those words. And so, so should people who have been falsely accused of crimes and falsely convicted. That case was the biggest sham. That lady's in a dressing room at a large department store, and she claims that she was raped. She could have screamed. Any imbecile would never even think of, even the most corrupt man would know never to try such a thing. You think in a dressing room in a large department store
All right, we got to go to a break. When we come back, I want to finish up on the president's freedom of speech. I mean, I don't get it. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Brad Dacus.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. The United States is advocating for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza that includes the release of hostages held by Hamas. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller emphasized that an unconditional pause in fighting without the release of hostages only benefits Hamas. The U.S. is gearing up to impose significant new sanctions on Russia following the passing of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
What I came to tell you was, I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
President Biden says the sanctions aim to hold Russia responsible for Navalny's death and for its actions during the conflict in Ukraine. President Biden's brother James Biden will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president on Wednesday. James Biden is set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. But the guy you tuned in for tonight is not me. Brad Dinkins, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. Brad, I'm getting more questions as time goes on here. Let's try to hit some of these. The president was sued again for saying that he doesn't know her. You're thinking that he'll be able to take that probably all the way to the Supreme Court for a First Amendment right?
Oh, absolutely. He's just stating, hey, I never knew someone. That's his statement of fact. That's not harassment and defamation of someone. When he just simply says, I never knew this person. You know, if someone makes an accusation that they did X, Y, and Z, and you honestly believe you never knew this person, never saw this person.
Yeah.
And by the way, this person reportedly has made false accusations in the past accusing people of rape. The lady is crazy. She was on a talk show home, and she found it sexy, allegedly, that Trump allegedly attacked her, and she called it sexy with a smile on her face. So she is sick. She's demented. And people, you know, they may not like Trump, but they shouldn't be insulted to go down this alley of accepting something that is just on the face of it and the facts. It's just too difficult to believe, to digest. So this is another ultra bogus case, and there's you know, those who respect jurisprudence see it as such, and it's just an insult and mockery to our judicial system.
So I'm hearing that the New York appeal, you know, he's got to put up the money. He's got 30 days, to put up a bond. And he obviously has the financial worth to be able to pull off the bond. That's not an issue. And they had to know that. They're not stupid people. So there might be something else afoot here. But, you know, that New York appeal is going to take years. Is he not going to be able to do business in New York while he's waiting for this to happen?
Right. That's that's what they pronounce. Now, mind you, this is also highly unusual. When you have an action brought against a business, and allegedly, you find them, and okay, then, you know, everyone moves on. But no, no, they want to make sure for 3 years, they were going to make it permanently not do business in New York. But they realized that didn't have any chance at all of flying. So they said, well, 3 years. It's arbitrary, it's capricious, it's not reasonable, and perhaps for that matter, it's really not even related, to the cause of action at hand, for that matter. So, I think that could easily be, challenged and struck down. But frankly, if I was Trump, I wouldn't want to do business in New York. I was
not anymore. But look at the other big developers who've now said they're not going to do business in New York anymore. If this is the kind of thing that can be pulled off to Trump, they don't stand a chance. Mr. Happy from, Shark Tank, you know, he said, do you understand what you're doing to developers at this point? Do you understand how you're driving them out? They don't care. They have no clue. At the end, they don't care.
It's the same way businesses and capital is driven out of Venezuela when they no longer are a nation of law but of just arbitrary power and corruption. That's what we have in New York. And so, you know, especially if you're a Republican, if you're not beholden and willing to maybe give large donations to those in power in New York, you know, you shouldn't do business there because they'll turn on you like they did Trump, and they'll you know, bring you to the ground with all kinds of bogus kind of legal actions that you won't be able to survive. The legal arm of the Attorney General's office or the DA's office in New York.
Yep.
It's very corrupt. Very, very corrupt. They should be ashamed of themselves, and the voters should be ashamed of themselves if after the election these kind of people remain in office.
Yep. It's just constantly amazing to me what these people try to pull off. All right. Concurrent trial dates. It looks like some of these dates, you know, what is his name, Alvin Bragg, and some of these DAs and AGs, they're trying to inundate him with court time, so he's never outside of a courtroom. I mean, at some point in time, can't somebody go, hey, this isn't right, this isn't possible, it's impossible for a human being to be all these places at one time. We've got to try to work something out on a calendar.
That's under the assumption that they want to be reasonable and give someone actual due process. They don't want to give him real due process. Their whole goal is to prevent him from being elected president. Everyone knows it. The majority of the American people know it, according to the polls. And I think in the end, I am optimistic. I think at the end, they're going to remember this on election day and hold these kind of thugs, and their corruption accountable. But this makes absolutely no sense. And I would not be surprised if we didn't see the Supreme Court step in on this as well. When your actions deliberately violate the ability for we the people to have a real selection of who we want as president. We can't have that selection when you take one of the main candidates for consideration and make it them unable to be able to address we the people and to interact with we the people. So it's basically what it's the same as taking Putin, taking his political opponent and putting him behind bars. Now Trump's not behind bars, but effectually when it comes to being able to campaign, it's almost the same. And that is what is, it's very disgraceful. It's disgraceful when we're able so easily to compare and analogize with the actions of Putin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, it's watching this stuff, getting to know this stuff. You know, I've got a lot of friends that think they're Facebook attorneys. They don't really have a clue. You know, so it's kind of hard to look at them and go, look, I do this kind of thing for a living. I'm telling you you're wrong, and I'm telling you you need to talk to people who have a clue and not just these fleeting headlines that go flying by on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Okay, let's see. Let me hit you with one that's not Trump. So I don't know if you heard about this one. This is Indiana parents that are up in arms because they're removing a transgender child from their home. The state of Indiana. The state of Indiana did. A Catholic couple in Indiana is asking the Supreme Court to hold the state accountable for keeping their child out of their home after they declined to use his chosen name and pronouns in the house. So the Department of Child Services, Mary and Jerry Cox, are appealing to the Supreme Court after they were investigated by Indiana officials for refusing to refer to their son using pronouns and a name inconsistent with his biological sex and what they gave him. What happens now?
Yeah, so this is going to go through the process.
Yeah.
I believe in the end the parents will prevail on this one. It'll have to go. It's anyone's guess at this point. But if this kind of a case was heard before the U.S. Supreme Court, I am very confident the majority, not all of them, we still got I think we could easily have, all but two justices, even Kagan, understanding the outrageous violation of parental rights absent due process involved with this.
Yeah.
For a parent to lose their children because they do not want to encourage dangerous, long-term, harmful, confusion in a child, that is tyrannical, and I believe that it will not. I believe that it will survive. Needless to say, these are the kind of cases that we at Pacific Justice Institute take these on without charge. We'll defend parents anywhere in the country that are dealing with this kind of tyranny. They should never hesitate to contact us at our website pji.org.
You know, it's a real scary feeling when they show up, when, Child Protective Services, and you don't know what your rights are, you don't know what you can do, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. And, you know, when you have something like this, they usually show up with police, they show up with, the Child Protective Services people. I know there's different laws in different states, but in general, do they have to have a warrant to remove the child from the house?
Yes. That is, unless there is an emergency circumstances, where a child's screaming, you know, she's going to kill me. Don't, mom, put down the knife. You know, something that's, truly an emergency situation, of a pending harm. No, they have to get a warrant. And I've dealt with cases like this in the past where judges tried to intimidate. And I told the parents, I said, do they have a piece of paper? Is there a warrant? Okay. Which boxes are checked? The one entering the house is not checked? Okay, I want you to repeat after me. Okay,
Hold on. I can't let that go because we're coming up on a break and I want them to hear this, all right? We'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far. Brad's going to tell you how to deal with Child Protective Services when they show up at your house. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pal D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Glad you could be with me. I always appreciate the time you spend listening. Send me notes. Send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. It's really easy. So, again, just appreciate the time you're spending with us. Appreciate the time that you're here and commenting. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time as well. Very knowledgeable. And we'll tell you more about PJI in a minute. As soon as he tells me, tells us, I made him stop because we were talking about when CPS shows up at your front door because you misgendered your son or daughter or whatever, I don't know, whatever. And they want to take that child from your house. What do you need to do? What do you need to see? What do they need to do?
Yeah, so they need to look at the warrant and first see if it's been signed by a judge. Or is the signature blank? We had one case where it was blank. And his mother said, no, I'm not letting you in. It's not even signed by a judge. This is legitimate. She was absolutely right. And there was no emergency circumstances. But they, you know, the SWAT team, if you will, up in Nevada City, California, bust down the door and took away her kids. And we had a great, great case, and I represented them successfully. But this other case, I said, do they have a warrant? The police officer there, he's, yeah, he's standing right here. He says, ask him to give him the copy of the warrant. I said, is the, which boxes are checked? Is, what about the one about letting him enter your home? He said, no, that's not checked. I said, okay. Now, you tell the police officer the following. Say, officer, you do not have my consent to enter my house. You do not have consent to enter my home. I will not use any force to prevent you. I will not use any resistance, physical resistance, but you do not have my consent or permission to enter my home. Do not enter my home. And I said, did he hear that? He says, okay, we're going to do it another time to make it really clear. Officer, you do not have consent to enter my home. I will not use any physical resistance. So he did it three times. I says, the officer says he gets the message. This is great. So then, as it turns out, we went ahead and the police finally left, and the helicopter buzzing overhead to intimidate him finally left. And then we went ahead and we got them out of the house to a safe place and proceeded from there. And we finally ended up prevailing in the matter.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you have the right information and you know what to do, you can make a difference. You can make a change. And you can protect your children, because that's really what it's about. It's protecting your kids.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what people are missing. It's not about just about fighting the police. It's about actually protecting your kids.
Right. And a lot of law enforcement have, you know, they have wives and kids, or, you know, their families, and a lot of them go to church, are very level-headed. But there is a point where they're ordered to do something. And even the nice guys, you know, which the overwhelming majority, I would say, are nice police, yep, are in a position where they're being ordered to do something that oftentimes they may not even agree with. You're actually helping them out when you are sticklers like that. You know, because actually some of them, I think deep down, are saying, you know, thank you for pointing that out, and are glad to drive off in those circumstances. But parents need to know the rights, and we've got great resources on our website, a great article called 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from CPS. Every family in America should have it. It's free. They can download it for free, and they should have it printed out, because there's often a very short time frame to make the decisions and to know what to do. And they can get it on our website, pji.org, pji.org.
Okay. Now, tell people what PJI is, what they can do to help you, and I'll fill in any of the blanks in case you leave it out.
Okay, great. Yeah. We at Pacific Justice Institute are very unique. You know, we defend religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, the sanctity of all human life. But we're really particularly unique in that we do it all without charge, and we don't just cherry pick. This is the key. We don't just cherry pick a few high-profile cases that some marketing company thinks would be good for fundraising. No. Our goal is to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. That's our goal. It's a very unique goal, and that's why we are truly, I would call, a bona fide ministry, in making sure that people get help. And we have offices all across the country, coast to coast, from Miami up to Boston, you know, to Seattle, to Hawaii, and Dallas, and just all over the country. So people should never hesitate to contact us. We have the largest network as far as offices across the country, as well as handling many, many cases, over 220 cases in active litigation as we speak. So people want to become – we're also a nonprofit, so people want to support our work on a one-time or monthly basis, or they'd like to sign up to get our free e-newsletter. They can do that easily by just going to our website, pji.org. PJI.org.
Yeah. And one quick, as quick as it can be. You know, recently the state legislature in California passed a law about, you know, ammunition, having to go through background checks every time, you know, blah, 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 just making it really tough to buy ammunition. One federal judge said it's unconstitutional. You can't enforce the law. And within days, I guess, I think it was the Ninth Circuit, you know, the small portion or single judge or three judges said, yeah, you know what? Yeah. No, you can enforce that law. I'm confused.
Yeah.
Where does it go from there? You got one federal judge says no, one says yes.
Yeah, you had a federal district court said no. Then you had a three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit saying yes. And now it can go in two directions. One, you can say, hey, we want the whole Ninth Circuit, basically, a large, group to rehear the case, to look at the case. Or you can say, you know what, forget that. Let's just appeal it to the United States Supreme Court. Or let's appeal it, to the United States Supreme Court. So you can go en banc and have a larger group of the Ninth Circuit rehear the case. Or you can appeal and file a petition for certiorari to the United States Supreme Court. The Ninth Circuit's about split almost 50-50, those that respect the Constitution versus those that don't. I mean, it's being blunt here. You're rolling your dice. I think basically taking it to the Supreme Court might actually be the best to cut to the chase and let them look at it. I think it's a very important case because they're basically what they're trying to do is simply to punish people who already have guns. They've already gone through a background check. They've already gone through a background check for before, but to make it so they have to go through it every single time they get ammunition is just punitive.
Brad, if I go to the gun store on Tuesday and I forget to buy ammunition for my .357 and I go back on Wednesday, I got to go through the background check again. How does that make sense?
No, it makes no sense because if you bought a gun, then you had to do a background check. They've already done a background check. You can't use the bullets unless you have a gun. So you've already had a background check. And not only do they want to have a background check for ammunition, even though you would have to have a gun already and have to have had a background check, but they want you to have continual background checks every time you get ammunition.
Yeah.
That's just that, leftist anti-gun crazies who are just trying to prevent people from being able to protect themselves. Ironically, in a state that is probably one of the most crime-friendly states in the country where people need to be able to protect themselves the most. And that's what we're talking about here is punishing law-abiding citizens and making it difficult for them to be able to protect and defend their families and their business.
More mass shootings in California than any other state, okay? And when you look at the numbers, you stop and go, okay, we also have the most amount of gun-free zones than any other state. Hello? Anybody paying attention? You know what I mean? So
right.
I just find this stuff amazing. Okay, last time, because you know what they say. You got to tell people, you got to tell them again, and then you got to tell them again. So PJI.org, you need money to fight these. As you said earlier, you don't charge for the services. And in this case, you know what? It's not one of those cases where you get what you pay for. No, these guys are on it. They're doing the job. They have years and years of experience, years and years of wins. But they know how important it is that you be able to get to. I mean, again, quickly, can you imagine being in Trump's case and not have the money to fight these things? You would be in jail. So organizations like PJI, it's a big deal that you donate, that you help out. $5, $10, $10,000. If you donate $10,000, Brad will come over and clean your house for you. I guarantee it. So, anyway.
Yeah.
So, Brad, enjoy. Be safe. God bless for what you do, and we will catch up to you soon.
You got it. Thanks again, Joe. Appreciate your program.
Yeah. Thank you. Brad Dinkins, Pacific Justice Institute. Always a pleasure to have him with me. I said the experts. They know. That's why you got to talk with them. That's why you have to have them. In your reserve, if you will. All right. A lot more coming up after the break. Apparently, the Democrat Secretary of State in Nevada got a whole bunch of unmailed ballots back again. Be back in a few minutes.
The Four Storm.